Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Everybody's been waiting for ever since his time in youth football, Northside, one of the icons of youth football, and it's taken him a few years learning, playing behind a few people, never said anything, but now Flex Joseph has assumed one of the top roles as a running back on the team and getting a lot of offers. He joins us this evening. Flex, thanks so much for taking the time.
How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Having the opportunity now to be the first brother combo that I've had. You and your brother have both been on the show, and your brother Hilton playing quarterback a few years ago at North Miami, now getting an education in college, and you learned a lot from him. You had an opportunity to watch him. Your dad obviously involved a lot in football as well. But talk about that and what you learned from watching your brother, watching your dad, and just following what they did to put yourself in this position now.
Watching him, it helped me on coming up since I was little. They always taught me to do the right thing, work hard. But first thing off is school. They always told me about my schoolwork. Going to school, making A's, they're on the football field, work hard, don't give up, never quit. So watching my brother play, watching him winning Player of the Year really inspired me to work hard because I want to be better than him.
Well, you know, the one thing, too, is everybody from the first day that you got on campus at Central was, oh, he's leaving, he's doing this, he's going to play linebacker, he's going to do that. You never said anything. You just did what you had to do. You stayed quiet. You played the JV at the beginning. You came up, played varsity. You did what they asked of you. And now it kind of paid off. Your scholarship offers are coming in almost daily. You showed in the scrimmage that you're as easily as good as any back in South Florida. You've gotten to that point now where everybody and yourself thought you would be. Now that you look back, were you frustrated because you came off of a football field as a youth football player where you never left the field? You were either a linebacker, you were a running back, and then you got to high school and it wasn't so much like that. Was that humbling or was that just part of a learning experience?
I was just waiting my time because I had a lot of great players in front of me, and it's a team sport. I'm not selfish, so I did whatever it took to help the team win. So waiting my time, playing what they needed me to play, helping the team out any way possible.
Yeah. And, I mean, that comes from, obviously, your upbringing with your dad and being around watching him as a football coach and a guy that ran leagues and your brother who played it, but also because you've always been around that type of environment. So you know how people have to pay their dues and how you just can't jump from A to Z without going through a couple of steps in between. Talk about that, because you just didn't play, behind just anybody. I mean, you played against some real with some tremendous football players, and your objective since you got here was to get a state championship ring. Now you're in a reality position. Talk about what that means to you this spring to give that a run, because you didn't get a chance to go, when they were playing.
Yeah, it's going to be my first time. I want to lead my team to state. We haven't been there 2 years, but this year, starting off from this spring, I'm giving it all I got.
And you look also at your teammates. I mean, watching you the other day, you have playmakers now. Your receiving game has jumped up quite a bit from last year. Your offensive line. So you're not going to have any trouble scoring points. You go against a quality defense every day. Talk about that defense, because you have some kids up front that could hit you. You have, and what we saw the other day in some of the secondary guys, they say, oh, well, Central's not going to be good in their secondary, but guess what? You're going to be fine. Talk about the team during the spring and what people are going to look for this year.
Me personally, we got the best team in the state of Florida right now. Going against those guys every day helps everyone. Helps the O-line, from the running backs to the quarterback, because that's top-notch competition we go against every day. with the D-line, with Tatum Bethune, Andre Auguste. Like, those guys are top-notch players. And with Henry Gray and the secondary, like,
he's like, sick.
Yeah, he's team very good.
Yeah.
We're going to prove a lot of people wrong this year.
And also, Jesus Machado. I mean, this is a guy that's been playing longer at the varsity level than most people. I mean, since the eighth grade, he's got a lot of offers. He's a guy that, and he seems like what an addition he is to your team because of the fact that you have so many quality players. He kind of just blends in with the rest and makes plays. And you mentioned a kid like Bethune. A lot of people don't understand. He's a lot like you, a classroom guy, does well in the classroom, and also has had to prove his way onto the field. Talk about your relationship with him as well.
Yeah, me and Will was one of the only freshmen ninth grade year on the varsity team, the state championship team. Ever since then, we compete with everything, school, on the football field. My best friend, but we compete every day.
Yeah, no doubt. Any surprises you think that people are going to see? We got a chance to see some of them the other day. Anybody that's going to – I know Henry Gray is going to surprise a lot of people because he's so good. Yeah. But who else has a chance on your team maybe to be pretty special that maybe a lot of people don't know about now?
Our receiver, Anthony Colonel, he's going to shock a lot of people this year too.
Good stuff.
Right now he's underrated, but he's a good ball player. We got a lot of little key players too.
Yeah.
We're going to shock and open up a lot of eyes. Offensive side and defensive side.
In the schedule, they presented you with a pretty nice little schedule, including Cardinal Gibbons and St. Thomas, without playing the SEC there with Carroll City and Northwestern. We had a chance to see them, especially Northwestern. A lot of people said the same thing. Oh, well, they're going to be like Central, and they're not going to be there. Believe me, your district's not going anywhere. It's going to be right there. It's going to be competitive. And plus, last year you had Chaminade. You don't have Chaminade this year?
I don't think so.
Okay, but you have Cardinal Gibbons, which is going to be a pretty interesting thing. Flex, I appreciate you taking the time. I know that you have a lot of colleges that are a lot of choices to make. I know you're looking at a few, and certainly they'll be coming around again this week and next week to see you. And listen, you deserve it. You deserve the spotlight for getting it done on the football field and also in the classroom.
All right, thank you a lot.
Anytime. Flex Joseph, Miami Central running backs. You got to check him out. I mean, this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.